him. I pray you give it.
Pox felt tears stinging her eyes. Sir King, what comfort the High Lord permits, I will give. And now I'd best go and seek the elves. His eyes sagged shut as she turned away. Finding the elves in Chea was not as easy as she had hoped, or as hard as she had feared. No one in the palace seemed to know just where they might be. They're uncanny, lady, and wander about. She had feared they might all be withdrawn into elven lands, where she had no entry. But after a cold, miserable trek through the streets of Chea, she heard a few words of elven outside a tavern. She looked up. The sign, lit by a gleam of light from within, was a harp with a wreath of ivy, and beneath it was the elven rune for song. Pox shoved the door open and entered. Light seemed to fail as she came in, shifting in an instant from clear white to the dim reddish glow of a dying fire. Pox felt her bones tingle with magic. She looked around.
"You come late, traveler."
The tavern keeper loomed nearby, tall and stout. "I am looking for someone," said Pox, in elven. Silence followed. She heard the faint rustle of clothing in one corner, the resumption of breath, where all had stopped for an instant.
"Art thou a true elf?"
asked the tavern keeper in elven.
"Art thou of the House of the Leaf, or the House of the Fountain?"
"I am not," replied Pox, still in the same language. "Yet I have had friends of Leaf and Fountain, and have been graced by their wisdom and song. I am Poxenarian Dorthan's daughter, named Elf Friend, by Ardheel. I have touched the Elfane Teig, and lain captive of the Ainissin longer than I care to tell, and fought a Daskdrod Diggs when my wounds were healed."
"I have heard of such a Poxenarian," he said, "a servant of Gerd Strongarm, so I have heard, and a friend of the Quokken of Brewersbridge, and of Ciri Phelan of Sea."
"That is true." Pox waited through another silence. Elves, she thought, could be just as slow as dwarves, but then they thought humans were hasty.
"And what do you search for here?"
he asked finally.
"You carry such magic with you as would satisfy most humans."
Pox laughed easily. "I search for someone, not something. For someone who can identify what I carry and tell me its tale. And not only me, I search, as you must realize, for the elves I thought to find in Chea, the heart of Leonia the Fair. For this, I was told, was a kingdom of men and elves together."
"So it was once, Poxenarian," said another voice from near the dying fire, "long years ago, but evil betrayed that dream."
"And good may redeem it," said Pox. She felt a nudge from within and called light. In that sudden glare, the room showed full of elves, many of them high elves, richly dressed. Her light glittered from jewels on fingers and belts and weapons, gleamed on the gold frame of a great harp, the silver of buckles and mail. Around the walls ran a pattern of interlacement, set in gleaming tiles.
"You are a paladin, then?"
The tavern keeper's voice was steady. She had not startled him, at least. "Yes, and I have come to Chea on quest, with a call from the gods I serve. This call sent me to find elves. Elves who remember the better days, the days when King Falkiri had an elven wife and two children."
"Does anyone want those days remembered?"